Hi, I'm Dean Koontz. Welcome to my podcast, My Father, the Inventor. I've spoken about my father a little bit over the years, that my childhood wasn't a pleasant one, that he was a violent alcoholic, and that we were very poor. And I don't like to dwell on things like that, because I had a good childhood anyway. I always realized as a child that you could choose to be happy no matter what circumstances were. And I chose to be happy, and I found many things in life that were beautiful and wonderful and filled with mystery and that kept me occupied, books being one of them. But my father wasn't all darkness. There was a side to him that was amusing. Maybe he didn't see it as amusing, but I did. He was a salesman and a very good one. He held 44 jobs in 34 years because he routinely punched out his boss. That's not a route to career advancement. But besides being a salesman, he was also an inventor. And he could sell people on his inventions to the extent that he could get them to invest money in them, sometimes significant money, so that the inventions were produced and stored in warehouses. Nobody ever made any money from these inventions, largely because my father would take enough of the money and gamble it away or drink it away that he often ended up risking jail at the hands of his investors. But no matter what happened to any one invention, he would later discover other people who would put up money for other inventions. None of that money ever made its way into our home. My mother never knew whether there was going to be a roof over our heads the next week or whether there was going to be food on the table, which is why she had to work at a very difficult job all of her life. And she didn't bring home much money. But nevertheless, my father amused me at times. One of his inventions was the Koontz collapsible camp stove. This consisted of five metal panels that interlocked and a grill that interlocked into the top of the metal panels. So you had four sides of a little cook stove with a bottom on it and a grill on the top. And you filled this with charcoal briquettes. And it came with a little starter fluid. And my father believed that this was a perfect invention for fishermen and hunters to take to the woods. You could take this out there and take with you hamburger and hot dogs so you didn't have to eat just beef jerky or something when you were out sporting. You could cook yourself a fine dinner. Of course, the cook stove was only about 8 inches square on top, and it all fit into a little packet, so you couldn't cook much more than one hamburger patty or one frankfurter at a time. And I always wondered, yes, this would work for fishermen who had ice chests that they took with them and put on the bank of the river, but a hunter going through the woods isn't carrying an ice chest on his back. So a hamburger and a hot dog, by the time he would cook them at midday, would probably result in salmonella or ptomaine poisoning. And this was only one reason the Koontz camp stove didn't sell very well. Following the Koontz camp stove was the Koontz jumping jack. This is a very difficult invention to explain to you without visuals, but it was sort of like this. It was in the days when television sets were huge, and they were called console models because they were like huge pieces of furniture. You might also think of something like a small safe that a jewelry store might have that's freestanding. The Koontz jumping jack was an exercise machine that was a big square box. And one side of the box had a hole in it with a hook. And when you pulled on the hook, you pulled out a jumping rope. And then you hooked this hook onto an eyelet that you installed in a doorway or a wall, wherever you wanted to use the exercise machine. And then you turned on the machine, which made a huge noise. It had a big engine, and it turned the jump rope. And I looked at this after he invented it and got investors to put money into it, and I said, but Dad, when people buy an exercise machine, they want to turn the jump rope. Upper body exercise, lower body exercise. You jump and you use your arms. And he said, this is an electric exercise machine for people who want to exercise, but not too much. And he wasn't even being funny. He thought that was a serious sales point. He also said, this is the only exercise machine ever developed that blind people can use. Well, I stood looking at this giant box with this growling engine and this turning rope, and I didn't get it, but I should have, because he said, he got a little angry with me. He said, don't you hear, every time the rope reaches the apex of its arc, a bell rings? A blind person will hear that and know the rope is coming down, so they can jump rope. Now, the idea of a blind person jumping rope for exercise struck me as pretty funny on its own. But a friend of mine later said I could see the TV commercials, Ray Charles singing Old Man River, jumping up and down with the bell ringing at the apex of every rope turn. Needless to say, the Kuntz jumping jack stayed in the warehouses. A lot of them were produced, but none of them were sold. When I say a lot, I think about as many as a couple of hundred of them. Then he had the Red Dog Bait Company. He was a fisherman himself, and he devised this bait. I can't even remember what it was made of. I think it was made of some kind of meat. And when he was done treating the meat, it was a fire engine red. And he packaged it in little bottles that said Kuntz Red Dog Bait. And he was so sure that this was the path to riches that he rented an entire storefront. And when you walked into the store, it was one of the funniest things I ever saw. There were shelves on all sides of the store filled with nothing but hundreds of bottles of Red Dog Bait. He sold nothing else, as if you could have a store in an ordinary town of 4,000 people and they're going to be beating a path to your shop because it sells Red Dog Bait. I think he sold on average about 10 jars a week until he went out of business at the end of the second month. Final invention I most remember was Kuntz Comfy Cot. This was a bed for dogs. He thought this was a great invention. The first thing I noticed about it is he used all K's in the name of the product. So Kuntz Comfy Cot said KKK across the top of the brochures. It didn't occur to him that that also stood for the Ku Klux Klan and might not be a good sales device. The Kuntz Comfy Cot was a raised bed. Now, if you have dogs, you know, dogs, when they sleep, like to be either in bed with you or on the floor, tucked into a corner or under something. They like that security, that cave-like feeling. They don't really like to climb up onto a bed of their own to sleep. This one stood about 18 inches off the floor, and it had a big electric heating pad in it. Now, the second thing you know about dogs, if you have dogs, is they've got fur. Or if it's a poodle, it's got hair, but they're well-insulated animals. They generally don't need to sleep on a heated bed. My father thought, though, however, this was a great additional sales tool. He had a girlfriend at this time. This was long after my mother had died. He was still inventing all his life. And they tested this bed with his girlfriend's little dog. But the dog was so nervous about being lifted onto this bed repeatedly for these tests and so confused about what was happening. One of the times they lifted the dog on the bed, the dog wet itself and the bed, and they discovered at that moment something that Kuntz Comfy Cot didn't have that it should, and that was an insulated heating pad, because the dog got shocked and was literally catapulted off the Kuntz Comfy Cot. That was the end of the Kuntz Comfy Cot, but not the end of my father's inventions. This has been the Dean Kuntz Podcast. For more information like this, visit my website at deankuntz.com.